Back in 1960, seven uninhabited Bristol Bay islands south of Togiak were incorporated into the Walrus Islands State Game Sanctuary. As the name suggests, the sanctuary protects one of the largest terrestrial haul-out sites of Pacific walruses in North America. The Department of Fish and Game's Wildlife Division decided last week that it will terminate its Round Island program, which staffs the sanctuary to monitor the marine mammals and host visitors. KDLG's Dave Benninger has more.
Since 1975, Fish and Game has staffed the sanctuary through the summer months, typically with two wildlife biologists who arrive on Round Island in early May and leave by late August. But citing substantial cuts to the budget of its wildlife division, the department announced this year the sanctuary will have more limited staff presence, and next year it looks like there will be none at all. Ed Weiss is the lands and refuge manager within the division and has been overseeing the Walrus Island Sanctuary since 2008.
Next year, we will not have a program out there at all at this point in time. The budget's been cut, so the department will have to evaluate how we'll be able to maybe check on things, whether that's regional staff stopping by or us coming out and doing a periodic check, but we will not have any staff permanently stationed on the island.
Wildlife Division Director Doug Vincent Lang says this is one of several programs that will be affected as the division tries to balance the books after absorbing a $450,000 budget cut from the state. He says visitation to Round Island has dwindled in recent years, down to less than 100 people in 2013. That's far less than the number who visit the state's McNeil River Sanctuary, which now requires a lottery to get permits. But Vincent Lang says this was not an easy choice, and the division is concerned about the protection of the Walrus Sanctuary and the abundant number of marine mammals that haul out there. Others were quick to say this is the latest example of the state's mismanaged budget priorities. Bob Shavelson is the executive director of Cook Inlet Keeper.
What we're seeing here is a series of regulatory rollbacks, a series of budgetary cutbacks that are eroding protections for our special areas that make Alaska unique.
Shavelson says the Walrus Islands Sanctuary deserves protection, and if the state won't do it, then someone else should.
It's the only protected area for walruses in North America, and it was one of the first in Alaska. And when you take that away, you're really going to threaten that resource. Alaska always decries the heavy hand of federal overreach, but we're seeing time and time again that the state is incapable or unwilling to protect the resources that we have here.
Fish and Game's Vincent Lang says he's encouraged his staff to look outside the division to other groups and agencies for possible partnering to continue the program, which is housed at Round Island within the sanctuary. This year's two staff members are expected to arrive next month, but will only stay through early August. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.